my back, my pussy and my crack. Lick it now, lick it good, lick my new shitties just like you should.
Hey, buddy.
I don't really identify with that kind of thing. I don't identify with women who are like, eat my pussy.
Dude, me neither.
Do you know what I mean?
I remember even now when I hear that song, I'm like, I have to pretend I like it because it's feminist.
Yeah,
but it's hate it.
I don't feel that way.
No.
I admire them.
Me too.
But I do not identify with being like, yeah. Yeah, eat it. Like, that's crazy.
Eat my gash. Lick my... Who's licking your back also?
Yeah, kind of hot though.
I guess so. Lick the sweat off my back.
That's also very like... Do you remember like in the early 2000s, every TV show would be like... And then he put whipped cream on her back. And that was like the sexiest thing they could think of. And it's like, that sounds like a fucking nightmare.
It is a nightmare because I did it.
I've done it. We've all done it.
We've all
watched those shows.
Yeah.
I think it was because they like, I'm guessing there was some sort of thing where they couldn't be like kinky.
Yeah, sure.
So the only way they could be kinky was like, and then I put whipped cream.
Food based.
And then they'd whisper the body part the whipped cream was on. And it's like, it's cock.
Obviously.
It must be cock.
There's in Superbad, you know, the scene where Evan has sex with the hot or like the hot girl gets drunk and tries to have sex with him.
Yeah.
There's a moment when she's like, look at what I got under here for you. And I'm like, that's how I feel about all of this stuff where it's like, hey, man.
Yeah. I've never been like, what a gift it is for you to get to eat that pussy.
No.
It's more like a test to see if you really love me.
Yes, 100%. I'm going to give you day-old pussy, and you're going to pretend
you
like it.
Most of the time, it's going to be you trying and me going, stop, I haven't showered.
Or me going, it's okay. It's fine. Okay. That's actually fine.
It's okay. It's never made me come.
Yeah, I'm a finger blast girl.
Yeah, me too.
Bing, bing. So let's acknowledge.
Speaking of, look at what I got under here.
I'm like, I've never really led with my sexuality. That being said, I have massive new titties. My tits.
Also, I would argue there's a difference between leading with your sexuality and being an eat my pussy girl.
I agree.
Like, you can be like, I'll suck your dick girl.
Yes. And that's leading with your sexuality. Yes. Yeah. And the eat my pussy girl is like, okay.
Getting new tits is being an I'll suck your dick girl.
I have.
Not like eat my pussy girl. And eat my pussy girl is like, you need to get a bigger dick.
Eat my pussy girls. I hate to say this. Kind of nasty.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And we're not supposed to say it. But every time I eat my pussy girl is talking about her pussy, I'm like, ew.
Ew. Me too.
I'm like, I can't even say this. It's so fucking gross.
Say it.
There was like an old joke of comparing like a pussy to a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
And that's what I picture when somebody's like, eat it. I feel like, and this is all misogyny. This has all been fed to us, but it's like, I always feel like it's the least nasty pussy having girls are the girls who are like, you want to do what with it?
Yes, I agree. When girls are like,
that's true.
In my experience,
that's true.
I don't know.
That
though.
Makes sense.
I do think like now in 2024, there are probably very many eat my pussy girls that are like, I have a very nice pussy because I'm an eat my pussy girl.
This is true.
But I'm sure there are all kinds of women.
Bodies are different.
Everyone's body is different.
And we're tap dancing around saying that you can have a gross pussy. And
it's just like, there are things you can do about that.
Eat my pussy girls, please write in.
Yeah.
I've never been an eat my pussy girl. You would think that I would be, but behind closed doors.
You're like, no. You're like, and I'm going to fuck you, girl.
Yeah, I mean, again.
Which is different.
I'm going to fuck you immediately, girl, is me. Because look at my huge
fake tits.
Okay, there's
three kinds of girls.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to fuck you, girl.
Yeah.
You.
Uh-huh.
You're going to fuck me, girl. Eat my pussy, girl.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, you can do whatever you want to me, girl.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, who, me? I've never done this before, even though I have like a sex podcast and all my stand up is about sex. And then you get me in there and I'm like, what do you like?
I don't know. I know. I'm just a girl with a pussy.
Oh, who, me? I don't even grow hair down there.
You're eat my pussy in the streets, trad wife in the sheets. Although you're not, trad wife means you're bad at sex, but I don't agree with that. I just think you're like people, I think sometimes.
I'm just like a pure sub.
You keep it to, yeah, good for you.
It's not even like trad wife. It's just like purely like, it's going to be up to you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let's see what
the
you
greatest
got.
Gift I can give to you is just opening the door.
Yes.
Door's open.
That's,
come inside. Literally.
I enjoy that type of feminism.
And you know I'm a come inside girl.
I am. God. Much to my goddamn chagrin.
Ew, sucks to Santa podcast. Delete that.
Yeah.
Delete it. Delete it.
Come inside,
don't
girls.
Don't even cut it. Eat delete my, it.
Delete the pod. We'll start from the beginning. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
You got some news.
I have two girls. I have twins.
We adopted twins.
And they're made of plastic. I have to name my big fake tits.
Yeah, you could.
Can I just say, too, I think it's really funny that now this is
wow.
a...
Wow, ouch. Yes, okay.
No.
Chime in.
Yeah. This is now, obviously, it's a video property.
Right.
We're an audio product, but we're also on YouTube where people can see it.
Plug.
And you thought, when we were prepping the show, you said, I don't know that I really want to talk about these this too much, my
Even
surgery too
I
much.
Even though I came in with a corset
well,
on.
It is
you came in with a fucking a slut shirt to wear. And then you walked into this door and you had these giant brand new tits. Like people weren't going to notice that all of a sudden you have humongous tits.
Okay, but I also wonder if people would notice because they look good.
Thank you.
They so, do.
Like, they don't look crazy.
Yes, thank you.
But you didn't have them
a week ago. But I feel like.
Mike, I have had them this whole time. Mike.
But I feel like because you didn't have them, you weren't like showing them the same way. So I feel like there could be a chance that people would be like, oh.
Has she always had huge tits?
Like, yeah, you know, like there maybe. Are so many secret huge tit girls.
I know.
You
yes,
know?
Yes.
And by the way, there, if Eat My Pussy Girl is the nasty end of the spectrum, secret huge tit girl is the other. Secret
yes.
huge tit girl is like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like she doesn't even need them.
I know.
That's like the hottest girl. Secret huge tit girl is the hottest girl alive.
Secret yeah. huge tit girl doesn't really wear makeup.
No.
She's not really talking about anything.
Are we thinking of the same girl?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
There's a girl we know that we're yeah. thinking of, and she's like, she's wonderful.
She's incredible.
And every time I see her, I'm like, take those titties out.
Get them out. Get the dogs
I saw her,
out.
She went to like a part, like a themed party, and then came to the thing I was hanging out at after. And so she had them out. And I was like, I mean, you're bananas hot. I was like, you've always been pretty, but this is crazy.
I know. You've got porn star body.
Yeah.
And you're just wearing like a baggy shirt and Converse.
It's like crazy. It's
you're
like
the coolest girl.
Oh, you're the coolest girl alive.
And you have an.
It sounds like I'm like being bitchy. I mean it.
No.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, you're the coolest girl alive.
I mean, again, I get these for 1 second. And I am like online right. at like nasty girl just being like big tits.
Yeah.
Tits.
I have big tits. I was looking for a dress to wear to your wedding and I like there's multiple dresses that are so my aesthetic that I love. And I'm like, no, they're not going to show my tits.
Yeah. No, I have to. I love that you show your tits.
Dude.
Yeah.
Hair, tits, tattoos. Listen.
It's all.
If you're a girl like me, you're not super skinny. You don't look conventionally super attractive. Hair, tits, tattoos.
Trifecta.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need. And you're going to be fine. You're going to meet a nice man.
The Lizzie
man.
Cassidy starter pack.
You're going to meet a nice man with a mustache.
Yes.
And he's going to treat you well. And you just got to have bangs and you got to have little black tattoos and big tits.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm
the media will tell you you have to lose weight. You don't have to lose weight.
You don't. And that's our, you just have to get big fake tits.
Or get a fucking push-up bra.
Yeah, get a push-up.
I mean, I'm talking directly to women who aren't skinny. So like, there's something there.
There's
gonna be something there for you to push up. Fucking be fat or have huge tits or whatever.
Or all of it.
Listen, somebody loves it.
Somebody, yeah.
The great thing about like living in a time when people embrace their sexuality is like not only can you be gay, you can be into fat chicks.
It's gorgeous. And that's whatever.
You can like introduce a fat girl to your mom again.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
Huge. This is the world I want to live in.
And that's huge.
I.
You can bolt on huge fake tits and be like, this is me. And everyone's like, yeah.
And everyone has to be like, I'm not. And this is, we'll talk about this.
everyone has to adjust to you having huge fucking cans.
And it is an adjustment.
Yeah, Mike's...
Mike, we get it. We are rock hard. We're going to keep talking.
No, not what I meant.
This is an HR violation. Yeah. Yeah.
Mike, let's talk about your penis.
No, but I was going to talk to you about this because the thing about having huge shits is not only does everyone look at them, but it's even like... You know, like I just I've had huge tits for a few years now, but it's like men forget.
Right.
Because they like see you as a peer and an equal by accident one day.
Yeah.
And then you like put on a tighter shirt or a more low cut shirt and you just catch them like remembering.
Right.
You catch them remembering to look. So it's like it's an ongoing thing.
It's a social experiment.
Yeah.
I am.
Because I got mine like late in life.
Yes. You're just busted out during COVID. And I was like, hello.
No, they just showed up one day. Yeah. Like I made a wish on a star.
It was the silver lining of that whole terrible time
period.
There's
so many more important things for me to wish for.
You're like sobriety.
I'm like an active drug addict. Yeah. I'm like, what if I had huge cans?
I wish upon But they're front facing. These are my findings so far. I'm an ass girl, so I've always caught the like look back.
Yeah.
I get the covert shit because it's in the caboose.
Right.
They're
right in front.
God bless my coffee shop guy.
Yeah.
Day one, I come in with just a lacy whatever the fuck on because I'm feeling myself.
Yeah.
His eyes bulged out of his head.
Yeah.
And then I just watch him like, you know, when you're trying not to look at something bad or embarrassing.
He's like, yeah, so anyway.
100%. He would scan and then like go up. You know what I mean? Like form a rainbow.
Well, buddy, this is every first date I've ever been on.
Right.
Because I'll wear a low-cut shirt on a first date. Hello.
Obviously.
I'm selling a product.
Tits, hair, tattoos.
Tits, hair, tattoos.
Yes.
And I watch a man try to like...
Right.
I'm right here. And it is a good...
I'm listening to you tell this story.
It's a good test.
Yes, it is.
Because it's like the test is not do you look.
Right.
They look.
Of course.
The test is, do you try not to look?
Do you look correctly?
Right.
Do you steal a glance?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Do you respect me enough to simply try and not look?
Right. And especially
and
if you got him out.
Coffee shop guy passed.
He passed with flying colors.
Yeah.
He's my bestie. You know who didn't pass? I encountered a disgusting Burning Man type guy.
Oh my God.
Who was like wearing some fucking
Your body is a wonderland ass
yes.
motherfucker.
And he was just like, what did he say? I'm in the business of inspiration. And I'm like, you're a drug addict.
Ugh.
And you're staring at my
boobs. He should be shot.
I hated this fucking guy.
In no other words, this guy should be shot.
And he was like, I perform in the park. I'm like, oh, so you're a homeless drug addict?
Right.
And that's fine.
And by the way, perform what?
Right. Like
crime,
slam poetry,
perform crimes against women,
harassing women. And he just went, you know, your tits are like out. Right. And I'm like, you don't think I'm going to punch you in the face?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Who raised you? What woo woo bullshit are you peddling while at the same time being like, hey, I'm very close to you and don't know you. Let's talk about your tits. And yeah, they're out, but grow up.
Grow up.
Grow the fuck
Simply
up.
Simply grow up. What, have you never seen a boob before,
you
virgin loser?
I gave
you
a gift, you piece of shit.
I know. Accept it graciously and move on.
And then I slipped in the... I said my husband, because these pieces of shit only respect husband. And the way he just turned immediately and walked away... Like, I was trying to converse with this guy so I could get him to say more stupid bullshit, because he's like a moron. And I was just like, my husband, and then gone. I'm like, wow, pig. Huge pig. You would think this would make me feel empowered, but it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't expect this.
Yeah.
But I'm learning new lessons. I'm learning and growing.
I mean, at least it's like, you know who they are right away.
That's what I'm like, this is, I love setting little social traps and watching everyone fall into them.
Yeah.
This is a new tool in my arsenal.
Right.
To be like, look who you are.
Right.
Oh, look who's just a dirtball like everybody else.
Yeah. It's fun.
Interesting.
It's also fun to just have like truly platonic men in your life come up when you're wearing a certain kind of top, come up to you and be like, hey, tits. Like, they'll say it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, our friends are funny, so they'll say it.
Yeah, I came
they'll be like, hello, boobs.
I came to the studio today being like, gentlemen, get ready.
And honestly, that's so much better than you, like, staring at them and trying to pretend like we're having a conversation about anything else. Like, I feel like the way my friend, like, when my friends just do that, it's like, well, now it's out of the way, and now we can just exist
together. Right, everyone can move on.
Yeah.
But you're my friend. You're not some hobo on the street. Exactly.
Big difference.
I do shitty paintings.
They're also like just acknowledging what's in the room,
right?
Not like saying how they feel about
it.
And also the other thing is, it's like with somebody, Andrew and I have a relationship that is such. I'm happy that you have these big giant
cans
now.
Thank you so much, Mike.
It's more like my girl just like came up.
Right.
It's not, there's not like a sexual component to it. You know?
I come
it's
in.
Like, wow, you look great. You're going to really fill out these dresses differently. Like, I'm so happy for you.
Mike has like a tape measure and a bunch of
Exactly. Like, you're going to fit into this. You're going to fit into this.
I come in, Mike's like, Mike is
Stanley Tucci and the Devil Wears Prada.
That's how it felt.
Yes. You're proud of me? Thank you, Mike.
It is. It's pride.
I appreciate it. Well, yeah, there was, I like to call it, Lizzie said I can't say one thing, so I'll call it another thing.
Well, I didn't say you can't, but I think you shouldn't.
All right, thank you. It's slut-affirming care.
Yeah.
It's slut-affirming care because we came up in the, we grew up in the 2000s.
Yeah.
A vicious time to be a young woman.
True.
And everything was tits on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me a long time to be like, I have a lady's body. I'm not like an anorexic tits on a stick girl.
Right.
But I always wanted the cans.
And now you got them.
And now I got them. And also, when I was younger, when I didn't have the tits, I used to push the meat together. There was so little.
The amount I would do...
Physics.
We were talking about this off mic.
Girl physics.
But girl physics, dude. Yes. The way I would absolutely defy gravity. So this is the story I was saving to tell you on mic.
Yes.
I remember being in like 7th or 8th grade and there was like, you know, like a basement makeout party.
I was never invited to any of these.
But you know the idea.
I, of course, yeah.
So like we had one of those.
Yeah.
And I was wearing this like, I you know like the one top you have that's just like a booby top?
Yeah, sure.
It was one of those, but I had no booby.
Yeah.
So
not even one single
I put on,
boobie.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Two bras, two push-up bras.
Sure, yep.
Over each other.
Layered.
I don't even remember where I like, maybe like a Cosmo magazine or
Cosmo
something.
Cosmo was teaching us crazy shit.
Two bras and then two tube socks in each bra.
Yep, sure.
And then just like my little tiny titties on top.
They're like
of the tube socks. And it looked like I had, I mean, massive fucking cans.
Yep, yep.
And then,
of course,
it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And this like 10th grade boy wanted to make out with me. And I thought he was so cute, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like making out. And then he went to like put his hand under my bra. and nobody had taught me about this part. You know, like what do you,
the big
what happens
reveal?
If it works?
Yes.
You know,
uh-huh.
It's like I'm a dog chasing a car.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it if I get it.
Long term planning.
And so I was like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom, unstuffed my bra, took one of the bras off, came back,
uh-huh.
and he literally was like, where did your boobs go?
And oh,
I was
boy.
Like, they're in the bathroom. Brother, the boobs are in the bathroom.
He puts them on.
If you want them, you got to go get them. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you
want to
try them on?
It turns out you're sexually attracted to tube socks because that's what you were looking at all night. I mean, there's nothing here.
Literally nothing. It's like the Wizard of Oz when you find out the wizard's just a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a normal looking, no-titted guy.
Yeah. And then he like managed to ghost me even though we went to the same high school with 300 people in it.
Wait, how do those basement makeout parties
work? Yeah, I've never like, been to one either, Tim. Thank
there,
you for asking.
Yeah, there's like a pretty selective invite list.
Yeah.
It's like cool slutty girls and just like any boy.
Yeah, sure.
And or if like boys have, yeah, it's like the same thing, I guess.
Oh, not any boy, because it doesn't sound like me and Tim got invited.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, I didn't get invited.
I don't know what
either.
To tell you guys. So it was like you have like one friend with parents that like let you have boy-girl parties.
Yeah.
And
with the parents whose mom
this is how
is
they go every time.
Going
okay,
through
this
something.
Is, this is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is scared shitless the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You are like pretending to drink alcohol, but you're not drinking alcohol. Like mm-hmm. one person will bring like a wine cooler and everyone takes a sip and you're like, I'm drunk.
or if you're not,
I remember
not alcohol,
which is what we
alcohol
did. Which is what we did.
That's what I did.
So this party, exactly.
Yeah.
Same party. Me and my friend threw it.
We put Sprite and margarita mix.
I love it.
And we were like, we can steal alcohol, but we're the only ones who can make the drinks. Uh-huh. And so we would go in this little, like, her parents had like a storage room in the basement.
Yeah.
And we would go in there and put margarita mix and Sprite and tell people it was alcohol. And everybody was like, I'm so wasted. I don't even like know what I'm gonna do.
This is how I know we're made for each other, because I did the exact same yes. thing. We love little traps.
Also, I think this is like a thing.
Of course it's a thing.
So, so you do that. Everybody's pretending to be drunk, and then you play spin the bottle. And it always starts with two girls kissing.
Mm-hmm.
There's like an hour of girls kissing each other.
In high school?
Because everybody's scared. Everybody's like scared to actually, because the idea is like if you actually kiss someone, you actually have a crush on them. But being gay isn't real yet.
Yeah, you don't want to reveal your hand. Yeah.
So like if I kiss this girl, it doesn't mean I have a crush on her. It's just like we're all kissing.
Yeah.
Like it like sort of takes the seriousness out of kissing someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because
do you pick each other?
No, you're playing spin the bottle, but you're
Oh, yeah.
You're like, well, I've been texting this boy, and like so you're kind of like manipulating the game. And like you everybody just, knows who has a crush on who.
Some guy just goes like this and turns the bottle.
Literally, yes.
Yeah.
And like everybody knows who has a crush on who. So like you'll like spin the bottle and like one guy will like move over and his friend will move over because that's the guy who has a crush on you, and you and everyone knows that you have a crush on each other. So it's like that.
Such a horny time.
And then you just kind of like go in another room and make out. And then and then one girl gives a blowjob.
Oh yeah. And my friend was the
and
girl.
And then one girl gives a blowjob and everybody's like excited but feels weird.
Yeah.
And then the boys go home and the girls have a sleepover and talk about the boys.
Do you want to know something?
And then the girls watch American Pie and are like, why do I feel like I have to pee?
Yep.
And then because I'm high
and I feel like I have to pee.
No, because I'm horny for the first time.
Oh, tingles. Yeah. Okay. You want to know something embarrassing?
Yeah.
My blowjob friend, who turned out to be my like accidentally pregnant, got addicted to pills, you know, the pipeline, bad family life. God love her.
Yeah.
She went into a room with this guy and she was so fucking drunk. And even then I was a feminist killjoy and it like sounded like things were not, it sounded not good. Busted the door open and be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And like fully blowing the sky. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Well, what's funny too is like, there was
humiliating.
There was absolutely no like blowjob technique.
Sure.
Like, nobody.
I think she's probably truly making noises to sound sexy. Yeah.
Truly, nobody really knew what a blowjob even was.
Yeah.
So it was like very much like a girl licking a boy's penis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but then like we were in like seventh, eighth grade. So like he would come.
Yeah.
And then I remember this same party, there was like a mattress in another room with nothing on
it.
Just like a bare mattress.
Always.
And the girl who gave the blowjob at this party was not, did not end up being the blowjob girl.
Interesting.
But they were like kind of a couple.
Okay.
So I guess they had already done the like making out, touching boobs.
Yeah.
So they were like, I guess we'll do blowjobs now.
Mm-hmm.
And so blowjob happens,
mm-hmm.
blowjob, whatever mm-hmm. it was. And then like he came and then we all were like, where's the cum? We all wanted to like see evidence of
the
cum.
You're so horny and curious at this time in your life.
I think it's more just curious. It's like,
what is it?
I had never seen cum.
What is the viscosity of it?
Right.
Is it chunky? How much of it is there?
Think about it as a guy, the first time you jerk off and it comes out.
That might be crazy.
Yeah. I am so interested. I ask every guy I date about this. I'm like, what was that like?
Yeah.
Because I have no like, that's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
It was like,
must feel like popping a pimple times a million.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because it's like for me, and I don't know, Tim, if you've shared this.
Welcome to the pod.
Right. Tim's really welcome to the pod, buddy.
Yeah. We did racist stuff last time. Now we're doing cum stuff.
It's a
good sort of primer.
Yeah. Next week, Jews.
Uh-huh,
exactly. We're going to ease our way in.
I edit that out.
So for me, what I remember was, I think I was 12, and you're starting to go through the like growing up program in high school or middle school rather. And you kind of start to learn about what masturbating is around the time you start getting the urges. And I just thought that I was masturbating already. Like I had thought that I had been masturbating just because I would like.
Were you humping stuff?
Yeah, but you
were jerking off and not coming.
you just like play with it for a little bit and you think that that's masturbating.
Yeah.
And then one day you finally like
crazy day.
Yeah. One day you really lock in.
Yes, exactly. One day you like a dog with a bone. You just kind of like finish yourself off and it's just like
Christmas morning.
Yeah. You're like, what?
People Christmas morning.
Yeah.
You just like it's this like flurry of emotions that just don't know how to handle because you don't first off the shame that comes with it.
Of course.
You don't know how to handle that yet. As an adult, eventually I guess you get a grip on that. But
turns out probably not.
Maybe not. Right. Yeah. But I think it's just like you have this.
You're a woman. Yeah. You're going to feel the thing.
Yeah.
You have this, you know, cum in your hand and you're just kind of, you don't really know what to do. I mean, I remember being disoriented.
That, like, water makes it weird.
I know.
Like, it doesn't just get it all.
Yeah. I remember really being disoriented. Like the first movie that I remember.
Like passes out.
Yeah. I was just like, what do I do?
It's like the scene in a movie where a bomb goes off and like your ears are ringing.
It kind of was.
You're like trying to make your way to safety. But
honestly,
it's just, like,
Lizzie,
your hand is full of little boy cum. Yeah.
Yes, that is kind of how I remember it. Not quite that bad, but yes, it was kind of just like what just happened? What do I do? Is
well,
this
what's
normal?
Also funny is you grow up and you find out that your parents absolutely knew.
Of course.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely knew. Like, I mean, it's different if you're a girl, I think, because like girls are like masturbate differently and are like beautiful and complex.
Yeah.
But
not falling over
like,
in a powder.
Every boy I know is like, oh yeah, I thought I was getting away with something, but I just started taking 4 showers a day.
Yeah. Oh, you're just spending so much time.
Your poor mother
is coming everywhere.
Your poor mother had to deal with having like a man in her house.
Yes. Yeah.
She had like
a little pig.
She had like a sweet little boy who was her best friend, and now there's a dirty, dirty pig man just coming on her hand towels. Yep. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's either the towels are disappearing, the socks are disappearing.
Or the toilet paper. I used to go through rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
My dad used to walk by the bathroom and go. My dad would walk by the bathroom and go, "You okay in there, Mike?"
Yeah, that's the dad move because the dad also knows, but the dad is like,
"It's a tough time."
Yeah, it's a tough time.
Yeah, it's a tough time.
Did you ever get caught masturbating?
We might have to cut this because I don't know if he'll mind me talking about it. But like, I asked my boyfriend about this because I ask every guy about this because I'm very fascinated by it. And like, he grew up in an apartment.
Me too.
That's crazy.
So he was
He
was like, everybody knew.
Yep.
All of the time. Like, he grew up with a brother in an apartment.
Oh.
And he was like, yeah, it just turned into like, I mean, one of us would be locked in the bathroom.
Dude, I shared a room with both of my sisters until I was 14.
Oh, my God.
So I used to masturbate.
That's like a crime.
Yeah. I used to masturbate, like, in the there was a bathroom in my parents' room in the apartment.
Oh, oh, my God.
And I used to masturbate it literally in the I guess you want to call it the master bathroom.
That's what we call it.
The
master bathroom. My God. Yeah. It's amazing to think back the things that I thought I got away with.
I know,
it's like a big deal,
like,
but.
It's like amazing to think about how horny
I used to rent porn on pay-per-view.
What?
And then be like, no one's gonna think it was me because I have a horny brother and a dad.
Yeah.
And I'm having a house filled with perverts. My family notoriously a bunch of perverts.
That's like how I used to fart at open mics.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I'm surrounded by the dirtiest men in America. Yeah. And nobody's going to think it's me.
100%.
And I'll tell you what, they never did.
Yep. And there was never a conversation about my pay-per-view point. And it was $25.
So you didn't have the illegal box, the black box?
No.
Lizzie, did you?
No.
Tim,
but
you know what this
internet.
Is?
Legal? No, I didn't have that.
Well, because me and Andrea are like a tiny bit older than Lizzie, but like I think this was all across America, but in Jersey and Brooklyn, like there were these little like black boxes that you could get.
Yes, no, I know what the black box is, but we didn't have one.
So we had them, and basically,
did you acquire it like for that, or did your parents have it?
My parents had it.
So,
it was so they could watch the pay per view movies.
Yeah,
like because back then that's how you got the new movies.
Yeah, it was like Netflix or HBO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you would also get the porn stuff
because
it was like it's like tapping into some part of the cable or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So we used to have like the Spice Channel and like all that stuff.
Well, the thing about being a girl who grew up with the internet is we were like kind of afraid of porn.
Yeah, sure.
Porn was like too much for us.
Not
like,
me, baby.
It was like actual fucking porn.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Was like, I mean, there's no way in hell. That's so scary.
Why?
Because think about porn,
right?
Like,
and you're like
think
13
about, like,
and you want to fall in love,
and you like don't know what sex is, and sure. it like is scary, and it looks like it hurts,
and there's women,
and it's like
yeah.
violent. It's like you open
bushes.
A porn page, and there's like a girl getting choked,
yeah.
and like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
everybody's like spitting, and you're like, this is not. I thought this was like Grey's Anatomy.
I'm just a girl.
I thought it was like they kiss,
yeah,
and then they like take each other's shirts off.
Yeah.
I didn't know about any of this, so it's like scary. So what you do is you make your Sims fuck.
Yeah,
of course, we all do that.
Because like the lead up to it is
the
is
hot.
Yeah.
Hug.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when you don't know what sex is, the penetrative part is the worst part.
It's right. scary.
That's so scary. But the like
kissing.
Are we gonna do this?
Yeah.
That's like. So then you like look up videos of like people kissing.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Showtime After Dark was kind of
yeah.
was huge.
Yeah.
The L word for us queer women.
Yeah. I mean,
huge.
You look up videos of girls kissing each other.
Yeah. yeah.
And you're like, wow.
Whoa. I feel great.
Wow.
Yeah. yeah.
Showtime After Dark.
Showtime
my God.
After Dark.
They had so much softcore porn.
Shout out to Victoria's Secret
Cinemax.
Catalog.
Cinemax. Yeah. Cinemax.
Yeah.
Cinemax.
Yeah. yeah. So what about you, Tim? What was your first J.O.?
All I can say is that I still remember it was a scented lotion, and the
oh.
scent of it still comes to mind.
Oh, that's fun.
A little yeah. coconut, maybe.
You should yeah. have that like on your wedding night. Are you married?
Yeah.
I'm married. Yes, it's too late.
Well, maybe on your anniversary.
Right.
You should bring that up somehow.
Yeah.
See if you can like reclaim that memory.
Yeah. Just a horny little guy. Yeah, we're horny little people out in the world, and we still are, because I'm walking around with my big old cans. I will say I for how health anxiety ridden
yeah.
I am, I actually was pretty good during this
well,
whole time.
I think when you have health anxiety, there's also something about like this wasn't something where you didn't know what it was.
Right, exactly.
Like
it wasn't
you knew
like
you had surgery.
MS or something like that that
yeah.
I constantly think I have. But I will say my number one surgery rips. Couldn't recommend.
Well, like the actual asleep part.
Right.
Anesthesia.
Wait, really?
It's.
Oh my God.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Mike, you'd think that.
I mean, we are addicts, so like grain of salt this.
Yes.
But
yeah. But you would think that I would hate every moment of it.
Yeah.
But you go in there, everyone's talking to you with like dulcet
tones. Well, this is also plastic surgery.
Yes. And so it's expensive.
This isn't like emergency surgery.
No, right.
Emergency surgery, they're like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
A pen in your neck.
Mine was emergency surgery.
Yes. No, this was luxury surgery, and it was.
And by the way,
yes,
I've come to a corner of TikTok where women are like, yeah, I woke up from surgery and didn't have a tampon in anymore. And it's like,
oh,
no, but it's like they have to take it out.
Oh, do they take it out when you're down?
Well, because you can't have a tampon in. They don't know how long when you put it in.
Right.
So they don't want you to get toxic shock.
Right.
Because you're already at risk for toxic shock because you're already doing surgery. And it's like some fucking nurse had to like rip your tampon out.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
It's the whole, they handle you like a baby and it's amazing. And I sent Lizzie this text. I'd never been under anesthesia.
Oh, brother, I love that.
Yeah, it's sick. But Michael Jackson had one thing right, is all I'm going to say.
And the music.
And the immense talent.
And the dancing, yeah.
And the music.
Yeah.
And the face was crazy. Yeah. The child abuse was crazy, but the rest of it, pretty good.
Pretty
yeah.
good. So I texted Lizzie after I got out of surgery, still high as a motherfucking kite, and I was like, I think mostly cohesive until I started
coherent.
Talking. Thank you, coherent. I'm still high. I've been huffing anesthesia behind everyone's back. I go, I love that doctor so much that I like immediately trusted him and didn't worry if that makes sense, which is fair. And then I go, you know, when a doctor touches you and you're like good and caring and you're like, it's forever you, babe.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's interesting.
What the hell is going on there?
There's something else going on
I think
there.
I've developed an attachment to Dr. Kolker in a more...
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty clear. Yeah.
I feel safe with him.
Yeah.
Because he's so...
I mean, that's the business he's in.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
He's like an expert at that.
Yeah, he's very soft.
Because it's an elective surgery. If he wasn't... People would run out of their
yeah.
He has to be good at that.
Yeah, he was incredible. Dr. Kolker, shout out to him. And the recovery was pretty much fine. I will say, I almost passed out one time, and that was when I went to take a shower. First shower after surgery, it's a fucking mess. It's a mess. I won't go into it, but boy, is that a shocking image. And then I'm like taking a shower and Dan's in the other room and I've never passed out either. So I start to feel the walls closing in.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
did you get very hot?
Yes. Yeah. Hot. And like,
this happened to me on a subway once.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
It's so scary. And you're like, it's happening and I can't stop it.
Yeah.
And I was like, babe. And I managed to get myself out and I was sitting on the toilet and he was just like holding my body. And then I don't remember anything. And then I remember being like, Andrea. And I just passed out like a rag doll.
Yeah.
Because I was so overwhelmed by it. It was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
But other than that, pretty chill.
Pretty chill. I have big, huge, hot. They're rock hard.
Yeah.
They're fucking rock hard. And they're so tight. My skin is just like holding on for dear life around these things. And they're just like, you have to like massage them. Like they send you a video where you like lift it, bop it, swirl it.
Yeah.
Like they're just sitting on top. But I do.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks,
bud. Yeah, of course.
Thanks, everybody.
Obviously, your life is going to be different now for the better.
It's a beautiful world.
Yeah.
With big old tans.
You should leave your fiance.
Right.
Kind of a waste.
Yeah, right? Right. He's also just like a nerdy seeming guy out in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's a very handsome guy, but like he's got his button downs and his glasses. He's also like,
and now he's got a big titted wife.
Yeah. Honestly, mazel to him, to be honest. This is a big day for him.
Yeah, this is kind of bigger for him than it is for anybody else.
And all of his friends, all of his nice, nerdy male friends are going to have to be like, hello, Andrea.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah. But I've been sending, shout out to Ronnie. I've been sending Ronnie pictures of my big tits right
nice.
Away.
Shout out, Ronnie.
Shout out to Ronnie. We miss you. And female friends, Lizzie can't see it because there's a
surgical
scar, but
trauma.
It's a little traumatic. But yeah, if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube,
I mean, we're not going to give you a better
fucking
reason.
Seriously. The reveal is here. So please subscribe.
And I really think the people we're talking to right now aren't even like pervy guys. It's like women just like every time I see a woman talking about plastic surgery, I'm like, well, I must go see the before and after.
100%. And women ask me questions. I got so many DMs only from women being like, what is it like?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll tell you everything, baby.
Yeah.
I'm an open book with big old cans. Let's take a little break.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back with some more juicy, juicy things.
Yeah.
My neck. Do you believe in life after love?
Wait, I can do a pretty good share if I can find it.
All right.
Do you believe in life after love?
After love.
That was okay. That was my best.
It was pretty good, though.
It's hard to find sometimes.
Welcome back to the program, everybody.
Hey.
We're big city girlies.
Hey.
Oh, our logo has me with like absolutely zero tits on it.
We can just throw some.
Gotta update it.
Throw some big apples on
it. It's cartoons, so you can just add like. If you have a sticker, grab a Sharpie.
Boop.
Boop. Bink, bink. Grab a Sharpie, draw a Y in the middle. You got
perfect.
It. You got it.
We're nailing it. Yeah. So while I was recovering, I received a screenshot from Lizzie. I got some sweet little gossip, which keeps me alive during recovery. Lizzie got a text.
I got a text from an ex.
I love a text from an ex.
Which is just like...
Oh, winning. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this one is particularly good because they... did break up with me.
Twice. Unbelievable.
Twice, which is so embarrassing. But they did break up with me twice. And so this did feel in many ways like winning.
It was a victory.
And I don't think they'll ever listen to this, but if they do, they'll probably be like, I was trying to be a friend.
Oh, shut
to
the
you.
Fuck up.
Because the last time we talked was because one of my very best friends died, but whatever.
Yeah.
But it was such an annoying
text.
Do you have the screenshot? Because I don't know if I'll be able to find it.
Let me look it up and continue.
Actually,
to talk.
I can find it because I never responded. So if I just go to my text with them, it'll be the last one.
But there's a rule in the universe, which is true. And
yes.
This is girl physics, girl science. Whenever you start to look visibly happy on social media,
yes.
You posted a photo dump. There was a picture in there of you and your boyfriend.
Now, I don't know if this person follows me on social media, but I'm sure that they could smell it.
They smell it. It's like a bat signal that goes out.
Works for men too, by the way.
Oh, really?
This has happened to me. Yeah. Last time I had a girlfriend, all of my exes came out of the woodwork.
Okay, this is what the text says. Oh, this is so annoying.
I hate it.
By the way, this person and I had like a very intense but short relationship.
Yeah.
To the point where like when we broke up, I was like, I mean a mess.
Yes.
Like I was like, it was like bad news.
This person made you like whisked you away into a fantasy.
And then didn't text me for 3 days. And then I was like, you have to break up with me. And then they did.
Yeah.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Piece of garbage.
So they texted me and said, honestly, there's like no way that I thought of saying hello that didn't sound weird. So I'm typing out this instead. This works, right? Enough.
This works, right?
This is what you've been waiting for.
I'm not touching you.
Especially annoying because when we broke up, I mean, this is like so pathetic and embarrassing. And I can't believe I'm like admitting this on God's internet. But yeah. I will. When we broke up, I did like the if you ever change your mind.
Yeah.
Let me know.
I've done that too. Oh, man.
Yeah. I did that.
Which is just
nothing
like,
makes you feel like more of a worm.
Yeah.
We've all
done it, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I did it last week.
Yeah, I know.
Mike. But like when you think this is the person you're like meant to be with because they made me feel that way, not because of, you know, like.
Yeah, of course.
Then that's you're going to say that, you know. And also the reasonings they were giving for breaking up with me were very like.
Door open
because of what's going on in my life right now,
going through something,
you know. So I was like,
who knows?
So I tossed out the if you ever change your mind.
Yep,
we love to leave a door open.
There's an ABBA song about this very phenomenon. If you change your mind,
I'm the first in line,
baby. I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know and I'll be around. If you got no place to go, something. I hate that song and I love that. Song.
It's a really good song.
Great background.
Take
boys.
A chance on
really
me.
Good. Really good team.
It's like promoting this phenomenon.
Yeah.
And it's like no one wants to be the take a chance.
Well, because
guy.
Here's the problem. Sometimes you're right.
I know.
Sometimes people get back together.
I know.
Sometimes, like, and like I had this fear of like this person realizing that they had made a huge mistake. Also because we had already broken up once and they had hit me with that I made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
So
Why wouldn't you think
that? I had this like fear that we were like, and I'm like a magical thinking girly.
Yeah.
So I had this fear that we were like supposed to be together and they were going to biff that by being like, well, she doesn't want to hear from me because I hurt her.
Yeah.
So I was giving the like, I do want to hear from you if you change your mind.
Mm-hmm. I'm the first in line.
A year later, I get this text. This works, right? And it's like, wait. You think I meant you could give me, I mean, nothing? And I'd be like, yeah.
It's
and you know what? There's a version of me that would, but she's dead.
And we don't miss that.
And we don't miss her. Rotten piss, that version of me. But
we all have that girl.
But like the smugness. And I know that they didn't mean it that way.
I don't know if I would give that credit. I think they were trying
to be funny.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, it's not funny because you missed the biggest part of this, which is you made me that pathetic bitch who said, if you ever change your mind.
Yeah.
So this now is not funny.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they were like, I can say whatever I want to her and she'll come back. Like, I don't think it was that because I don't think they feel that way. But I do think it was like, she'll think this is funny.
And it's like,
no, I don't think that's funny.
This person also had like a very...
I think you need to text me starting with, I'm sorry.
Right, 100%.
And then we can go from there, which we can't because I have a boyfriend who I love and I don't ever want to see you again. But theoretically, we could go from there. But like...
Have you ever, if somebody leads with the, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about you, blah, 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 blah. Have you ever responded to that text?
Brother, I got back together with this person.
No. But I'm saying, have you ever responded back to that text?
Yes.
Fuck yourself.
Oh,
no.
But the not responding is the fuck
right.
yourself.
Right, so that's where I landed with this one. Like, I thought about writing back, ha, 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 ha,
that's
ha,
awesome.
Ha, ha,
I've done that.
Something
done
like that.
I've done
yeah.
the ha, ha.
I've done that with low-stakes relationships.
Yeah.
LOL, that's
like
crazy.
Someone who, like, ruined a fourth date.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like, I've done that. But this, I was, like, thought about it for a few days. And then I was like, the best thing is to simply not respond.
Yeah, you ghosted me for 3 days and made me break up with myself.
My ideal would be like they think that I saw that and went...
Right.
And then kept it pushing.
Yes, which is...
You know, which is kind of what happened.
Totally. I mean, this is...
I mean, I did go like a little crazy for a minute.
It's hard. It's weird. I mean, this is the thing. This person had a very nonchalantness to them, which I found agitating.
But no, they didn't. Because to me, it was like... You check all the boxes. You're perfect. You're
everything I know.
So like you're right. But they also had the opposite thing happening. That was like, this is what I've always been looking for. This is like a blah 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 blah. And like that's the thing that made me be like, if you ever change your mind,
right? Well, that's the thing is that this text is very right. This is
it's like a fake aloofness.
What?
But it's like you're fake aloof. But then when we're alone, I'm the best thing that ever happened.
Exactly.
To you.
That exactly because I knew that makes sense the inner workings of like the romance that was happening behind closed doors. So that. This text of like, we went through this torrid affair, but now I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, you know what you're up to.
You know exactly what you're doing. You know exactly how this ends.
Right. So just leave me alone.
So just enough.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, I talked to my therapist about it because can we be honest here? Mm-hmm. I love therapy.
Me too.
I love my therapist.
I'm the star of the show.
I'm a little like fresh out of things to talk about. Because
sometimes it's like that.
My life is going well.
Yeah, so I'm
a little bit like scanning.
I've totally been
for
that,
like things to say because I don't want him to tell me that I'm done because I don't know what I'd do without him. But also like it's like if one thing in my life goes wrong, I'm going to call him and tell him it's an emergency. But right now everything is so chill and good. Anyway, so I was like, well, I have to bring it up. Also because he's like in on the drama.
For the plot. Yeah.
He loves the tea.
Patrick deserves to know.
He deserves the tea. He was there for the whole relationship. He like hates this person.
Yes.
So I had to tell him. So I told him and I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I'll say when I have a lull in therapy, I go 1 week on, 1 week off. Cause I'm like, we simply don't need to.
Yeah, I kind of do that too. I'll just like text him. I do therapy on Wednesdays. I'll text him on like a Monday and be like, maybe not this week.
Yeah, for sure.
But so...
You told him about
I told him about the text. I was contemplating responding because I wanted to say, this is what you did to me and you should be sorry.
Yeah.
There was a part of me that wanted to be like, it's unbelievable of you to not apologize.
Sure.
Whatever. And so we were talking about whether or not I should respond.
Mm-hmm.
And my therapist was kind of approaching it at the angle of like, let's pretend you don't have a boyfriend. Let's pretend like, is there a part of you that wants to be with this person? And he was like, let's say, and he also was like, this, by the way, is not true.
Right.
But let's say that whatever the shit they needed to work on, they worked on. So all the stuff, all the bad stuff is gone. And now all that's left is like the romance, the part that you were like so infatuated by.
Right.
Is that a person you want to be with? And I was like, that's the person I'm with.
Aww.
Look at that.
Look at that.
And I know Patrick said that one up just so I could knock it down, but it felt good. You know what I mean?
Growth and change.
Also, I told my boyfriend about it and he like wasn't jealous. And I was like,
you're like, what the hell?
What?
Yeah, my boyfriend's
And I literally said to him, we're like sitting in a cab together. And I was like, you're not mad about, you're not jealous about this? And he goes, I mean, I'm not thrilled about it. And I was like, okay.
That's what I want.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted you to be mad.
I mean, Dan with the new tits, he's like, I love them. I don't care if you got the dogs out, but I know that men annoy you constantly.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you this is going to be such a different fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, it's gonna be fine. I go outside once and I'm like, I'm furious. I'll
you do have to put your tits away for your mental health pretty much all the time.
And isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
Isn't that a world that men have created?
But
that I can't have.
You can
the
just
melons.
Wear a t-shirt on the train and then go to a place where it's like people who are nice.
That's yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
And then that's like the move.
I mean, weren't you guys just talking about, was it it sounded like a superhero woman with the secret tits or something?
Right.
Like
yes, you get to be a girl with secret big titties. Yeah. And
Tim, you're so right.
Tim's just listening quietly and learning.
God.
Yeah.
God to be a secret big titty, no makeup, makeup girl. Oh, in another life.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a not secret big titty girl with lots of makeup and.
I mean, I'm tits, hair, and tattoos. I'm the opposite of a secret big titty girl, but God, I love you.
And that's.
God, I love you, and I want to be a.
We accept all types.
Yeah.
Here at except for maybe, trad wives.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into this.
How do we feel about that?
Let's get into Ballerina Farms. So, okay.
I didn't know about Ballerina Farms.
Yeah, I don't know where you are on TikTok because you don't know about Ballerina Farms. You don't know about Brooke Schofield. It's like, this is...
I don't know what
literally
happened.
Literally every video I have is one or the other. And next week, we must talk about Brooke Schofield.
Okay, yes.
The girlies know. The all girlies right. who are listening know what I'm talking about.
I'm too
about.
Old. I don't know. Okay, so Ballerina
I mean,
Farms.
It's like, what are you looking at?
I don't know. Cats. It's a lot of cats. Oh, I've been sucked into
God,
cats.
That
I know.
Sucks.
I'm sorry.
That's
this is
so... Yeah, we'll fix this.
Yes.
We will remedy this. But, okay, so Ballerina Farms is... There's this lady. I think her name's Hannah. Whatever.
Yeah.
She was a dancer. She went to Juilliard. Moved to New York at 17 to go to Juilliard. How many people go to Juilliard? Not a lot.
Yeah.
She went to Juilliard. She was a professional ballerina. She was amazing. And then she met a man.
Ugh.
And she married him after like a month, I believe.
Yes. And she was like, I don't know. And he was like, you must.
And he was like, you're marrying me.
Yeah.
And then they moved to a farm and had 8 kids. And now she works on a farm and she'll never be a dancer.
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's what we know. Here's my thing. We don't know if this is what she's always wanted. She's Mormon, so maybe this is what she's always wanted.
Well, he's Mormon. I don't know if
she grew up Mormon, so we don't know. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know if this is her secret dream and being a dancer was just like a fluke. We don't know. And truly, who cares? Here's my – I have a couple things. First thing is this little video that we need to get into because if you are going to give up your life for a man
– Right.
I mean, he better be fucking nice to you.
He's so fucking
– And this video and the girlies who are in on the tea know that this is about to be the video I'm about to show. This video has been circulating the internet
okay.
to show what their relationship is like. And I'm just going to play it for the room, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
All right.
This is – her birthday present just came in the mail.
Okay.
It's my birthday present from Daniel. Their tickets to Greece.
Where's it from?
I don't know. The boys took it off.
I took it off.
It's from Ukraine.
So, plane tickets?
Okay, you bought it.
So she keeps asking if it's plane tickets. She keeps asking if it's a trip to Greece.
Right.
Obviously, she's made it clear that that's what she wants for her birthday.
And she popped 8 kittens out for you.
And she's
you.
Had 8 children. And also, she doesn't have a nanny. She doesn't have any help. And they don't go to school. She homeschools them. Yeah. She works all the time. Sometimes she has to lay down for a week because she's so tired.
And
anyway.
She's skinny as all hell.
She's obviously made it very clear that she wants this plane ticket thing.
Hat I can wear in Greece.
So she opens it. She thinks it's a hat she can wear in Greece. It's not a hat she can wear in Greece.
It's not a hat.
It's not. Oh, my AK friend.
Oh.
It's a fucking apron. It is an apron that holds eggs
that
she can wear while she feeds his fucking children.
That also, is very funny.
And then
funny.
Listen to this. Listen to how they both react to her opening this.
Gather eggs.
So cute. Yeah, it's really cute. It's a cute one.
That's the best.
And she's dancing.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
He says, you're welcome. And then she says, thanks, honey. And now, ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you this tidbit of information? Do you guys have any idea who this fucking guy's dad is?
No.
He owns JetBlue.
No.
Oh, wow.
So you're telling me you can't get her tickets to Greece? You're like the only guy who can take your family of 10 to Greece.
Oh, my God.
It's like not outlandish of her to ask for this.
No. Even if he didn't have money, you popped out 8 fucking kids.
At least get her something that isn't a tool for her chores.
Well, also, yeah. I love that it's a fucking egg apron. It's so symbolic because it's gross. It's blue. It doesn't fit her. Just at a factory for you to do
She's
more.
She's a fucking incubator.
It's just more egg-based bullshit, even though you're already just a set of eggs and a set of tits
it's
to this fucking monster.
It's fucking monstrous behavior. And also, some of the girls on the internet have pointed out, it's not wrapped. It's like a package they got in the mail. Yes.
It's not wrapped?
It's not wrapped.
Wow.
Yeah. And when she opens it, she says, my egg apron. And everyone on the internet is like, oh, so she bought that.
Right.
She ordered that.
Right.
It came in the mail on her birthday. And he went, oh, I'll tell her it's her birthday present.
And who posted this on the internet?
She did.
She did. This woman is like, so when I was researching this briefly to just like learn the facts before I wanted to go in with just the background. There was discussion of like when she was having, I don't know, her eighth fucking child.
Yeah.
She was going to go to some pageant afterwards. So she's like barefoot and pregnant, but also has to fly to a pageant like right after. She's not in good health. He's obviously not supporting her.
He also wouldn't let her get an epidural. And one of her deliveries, she asked for one when he left the room. And she was like, it was amazing.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. There's a little bit of her left in there.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know her. I do know that she is making a career off of this. And I know that the problems of the uber wealthy are not real problems. So, like, whatever. This is my problem is not with her.
Mm.
My problem is with women who want a life similar to this, who see her.
Yeah.
And then they see other women on the internet saying that, like, she wanted to be a dancer. She must be miserable, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if she's miserable. But what I do know is women who want that and see other women saying that it seems like there might be something wrong, like there might be something bad going on, their response is always this. They always say, oh, you're all for feminism. You're all for women being whatever they want until what the woman wants to be is a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say directly into this camera, yeah. Yes. I don't believe in you can be whatever you want if what you want to be is a thing for a man to come inside and pop out a baby, and I'll tell you why. Because this woman, we're taking her out of the picture. I don't know what her situation is because she has her own social media. She married a billionaire, whatever. Who cares? Most women who do this with their lives, who become a woman that a guy put a baby in, you don't have a job.
No.
You don't have any money.
Your body's ruined.
You don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
You have zero independence. So what happens when he hits you?
Right.
You have nowhere to go. You have no way to support yourself. So for people to say, I'm a bad feminist for saying that you can't do that, I believe in the liberation of women, and those women are not liberated.
There's no...
You are trapped by this man. You have no autonomy. You have no independence. You are completely dependent on him. You're completely reliant to him, and you have no escape. And I'm supposed to say that that's a good choice you made? No, that's a bad choice.
Well, there's also this idea that feminists are like killjoys, and they don't want other women to be happy. And we're brainwashed and like we're actually being fleeced by this like ideology that isn't in our best interest. And my answer to that, if the ideology is that like I have personal freedoms
literally
and I get to be a whole person in the world in the way that I actually want to be,
then let it brainwash me.
Then you're, if it's not true, then you're an idiot for buying into the other thing.
Right.
You want to buy into the other thing where you have less rights.
And I'm not saying
you're dumb.
I'm not saying your dream cannot be to have a baby. Your dream can be to have a baby.
Of course.
But all I'm saying is you simply must also dream of having an escape plan.
Yes.
You can't put your whole fucking life, and now that you've decided to have a baby, this person's whole life in the hands of this man.
Right.
You simply can't. You've known him for 6 months.
And there's also like, I can't openly be like, this woman is either being manipulated or she's dumb and this is dumb. And I mean for saying this is dumb. No, I just have eyes, ears, and a brain to go, like you said, this is not a good plan. This does not end well for you.
Also, I'm allowed to say this is dumb because this is bad for women as a whole.
Yeah.
The more women buy into this, the more women do this, the more women think that this is what makes a woman valuable, the more men get to control us. Period, point blank. That's what it is. If your whole life is tied to a man, you are controlled by a man, and you're perpetuating the idea that that's what women should
do. Yeah, and we're going back to...
So I'm allowed to call you dumb for that.
Not having credits, cards, not... Like, that is... Why I've had such a bone to pick with marriage for a long time is because it's such a patriarchal institution.
Yeah.
And the woman is such a piece of property and such a, and her ability to escape is hindered by the legality of the whole thing. Not as much anymore, but that's where it comes from.
But if you
have
no financial autonomy, then you are a piece of property.
Right.
You are a thing that your husband bought.
And there is, I love, my TikTok is like ex-Mormon women who get out.
Yeah, I get them too.
And also there was a woman who, it was not a hyper-religious woman, but had a baby, and it was like, I didn't want to have a fucking baby. My husband pressured me years and years and years, finally pressured me, and I was worried about losing my independence. I was worried about, I loved my job. I loved the way that I looked. I love my fucking life. I had a baby. I have terrible postpartum depression. I feel terrible about my body. I cannot work because I have health problems. And she's like, I hate my fucking life.
And guess who doesn't help with the baby?
The husband.
Why would he?
Right. And she was like, I'm miserable. I wouldn't have done this. And I'm upset that I did this. And my life is ruined.
Yeah. I'm not a bad feminist for thinking that that was a bad decision. You're a bad feminist for giving a bad man exactly what he wanted.
Yes.
Sorry. Yes. That's just true.
Stop treating me like I'm dumb.
And the thing about it for me is you can argue that this is what you want without bringing this weird, it's my choice feminism into it. Just say you're not one.
Right.
Just
right.
say that you're right. not one. Say that you think that this man gets to control your whole life. Talk about it like it is.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, well, that's a dumb idiot I never have to talk to again.
Right.
But don't say that I'm wrong, because I'm literally not.
Fundamentally, provably not wrong.
I mean, I'm talking about money.
Yes.
I'm talking about you having money.
Right.
Do you have money? No. Then I'm right. You don't get to leave. You cannot leave him if you don't have money.
And there was a video of her apparently when she went to Vegas for this like pageant after popping out the fucking kid. There was a video of her on a panel and the husband was constantly interrupting her.
Yeah, well, this whole article is him interrupting her.
Yes. And then he was saying like she wants to have children. Like it's exactly what you would think it was.
And you can see how this is passed down, because when her husband's not interrupting her, her sons are interrupting her.
Right.
There's literally a part of the article where she's like, when I was pregnant, I don't remember the kid's name. So let's say like she's like, when I was pregnant with Jane, and then her son goes, it was Mabel. And she goes, no, it was Jane. And her son goes, it was Mabel.
And
he doesn't even know what story she's about to tell.
Right.
But her sons think she's stupid because her husband thinks she's stupid.
And they hate their mother and they view her as
that's just what it is.
A dumb.
And they're going to think their wives are stupid, and they're going to think every woman they ever meets is stupid, and then they're going to fucking hit a woman.
Well, they.
And I'm a bad feminist for thinking that you're wrong about this.
It's my choice to get hit, Lizzie.
Shut the fuck up.
It's my Christian right to get hit. My husband keeps me in line. But the video, I think the husband leaves for a while.
Yes.
And she starts to admit like, oh, I don't, you know, she starts to be like, well, we married really quick. Like she's kind of like, it's peeking out a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's what's depressing. I agree with you. This woman is uber wealthy. They're white. They're never going to have any.
And again, like she's making a career off of social media. We don't know.
But I do see this like 1950s style, like little flash of the woman she was. And
I
then
mean,
back into this fucking floral dress
we
wearing.
We can say this at the very least.
Apron bullshit.
Right. We can say this at the very least. If there are things about yourself that you can't say in front of your husband, you are in a bad marriage.
Yes.
That's crazy.
You're in an abusive marriage.
Yeah.
Yes. Even
if you're happier now than you were when you were a dancer or whatever you were, whoever this lady that we're talking about is, if there are things about yourself that you can tell a reporter you met today that you can't tell your husband... Buddy. And also, I believe that all of these women who are saying that it's a choice and you can be, you know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
You know that you're wrong. Women are smart. You know.
You're brainwashed. You're entering phases of brainwashing.
And like for a boy.
For an idiot in a cowboy hat who bought you an apron. Girl.
I mean, can you imagine giving up your dreams to marry a millionaire and then he makes you do farm work?
Oh!
At the very least, if I'm going to give up my dreams to be owned by a millionaire, it's going to be in a fucking penthouse. I'll tell you why.
It's going
to
be by a Russian oligarch.
And I like farm stuff.
Yes.
And even I'm like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
You're
homeschooling the children, milking the cows, cleaning the poop. I mean,
They're doing like poor person cosplay.
They're literally doing poor person cosplay. It's crazy.
While still being a millionaire. And it's just... Yeah, it's there. I like the trad wife that's like visibly hot and younger and knows what's up, because I go, I don't like it, but I'm like, everyone here knows
right
what this is about.
Well, there's like Nara Smith is the other one.
Sure.
She's the beautiful.
She's the one who makes food.
She makes it all from scratch.
Yeah,
she like makes the bread that the peanut butter and jelly is going on and like crushes the peanuts. It's like the whole thing. The difference there is the reason you know about her is because social media, and this is the same as ballerina form, but I'm talking about regular women.
Yeah.
the reason you know about her is because social media is her career.
Yes.
She has a career.
Yeah.
She has her own money. She takes meetings.
Yes.
She's not videotaping them. So you don't know about that because it's not part of her online aesthetic.
Yeah.
She is a businesswoman. So if she ever wanted to leave that man,
she could leave. Yeah.
She could leave that man. I'm talking about a woman who lives in bumfuck Nowheresville.
Right.
And has no fucking other options. You cannot tell me that that's a choice.
And she loves those fucking children, obviously, because she popped them out. So she's
not going to go let them be homeless with her.
No. No, she won't. There is I had a friend. God love this friend. Her parents had a terrible divorce. Dad was a piece of shit. The mom was the breadwinner. Dad cheated, tried to get a bunch of money from the mom, legal fees. The whole thing was a fucking mess. So this friend of mine is just like one of the most ice cold bitches I know.
Yeah.
And I love her for this. But she was like, you have to have your own money hidden somewhere.
Yeah, I agree with that, by the way.
Yeah, I agree with it too. And at first I was like, oh, that's like pretty savage. And the older I get, I'm like, you got to have a bank account, babe.
You simply must.
Yeah.
I trust my boyfriend.
Me too.
Implicitly. Yeah. I don't think you would ever do anything to maliciously hurt me. What?
Bank account. Get a goddamn...
At the end of the day, he's a man.
Right.
And I'm a woman.
And a person.
And also, if let's say we got married and I found out that he had a secret bank account the whole time, okay.
Yeah. I'd be like, good for you.
Okay, great.
Yeah, great.
Great. If we fall on hard times, maybe break it out. But other than that, like, great.
And it's also like... It's like people don't, when people are like, don't have a prenup because you love each other.
Shut up. Are you a baby?
You're a moron.
Are you a literal baby?
It's insane. And I'm like, the couples who last longer, in my opinion, get the prenup.
Also,
talk about what happens if the shit hits the fan.
That's what I was going to say. In general, whether you get married or not, couples who last are couples who talk about breaking up.
Yes. Of course.
Couples who never talk about breaking up. They break up.
You're like a baby idiot.
They break the fuck up.
I'm going to Spain. I love my husband. Now you're homeless. Get a bank account.
Wow. Look at that. Now you're dead. Now you're dead because he killed you because you had nowhere to go. And that's what it is.
Yeah. Being cornered is a choice. No, it's not. Grow up.
Don't think so.
Grow up.
Being a fucking cow for a man. Just a milk factory that pops out babies. That was your choice.
You know, you know it's a choice? Taking inheritance from your dead rich dad and getting fake tits.
Now that's a choice.
That's liberation.
Now that's a choice. You know what's a choice? Being a clown.
Being a sex symbol and a feminist at the same time.
On stage I've been calling myself Tits the Clown. That's a choice.
God, I love that.
That is a choice.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Our tits are out.
It's a little heated there.
I loved it. Get a bank account. And don't be a dum-dum.
Don't be a dum-dum. I mean, don't be a dum-dum.
Feminism is not for dum-dums. There's enough books and resources.
There's just enough books.
For you. There's enough Audre Lorde quotes.
There's also like, there's enough women.
Yes.
Like, look at the world.
There's more of us than there.
But I mean, like,
them.
There are enough women actually doing what we're talking about.
That's what I'm saying.
There's enough precedent.
Yes.
You don't need to be like, yeah, you did.
The internet is here.
A woman is running for president. It's all happening. Stop it. Stop acting like you can't be anything
else.
Get
in the car. We're going shopping.
Get in the fucking car.
And with that, follow us on YouTube. Please see my brand new tits.
Get in here, dude.
And follow me at Andrea Comedy 69. Lizzie, where can they follow you? Find you.
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Come to my show in Brooklyn every Wednesday and Saturday at 9 called Comedians You Should Know. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. And for whatever it's worth, follow me on TikTok, Lizzie Cassidy Comedy.
Yes, please do. And Lizzie just had a set on Cracked.
Oh, yeah. I think that's in the link in my bio.
Oh, Respectfully Pod on Instagram. Yeah. We got those clips cooking. By the way, if you like the clips, which so many people out in the world tell us you like the clips, actually like them, send them to people, throw them up in your story, subscribe to the podcast, and write us a review. There's all these things that you can do for free. So many people send us nice messages that you love the show, and that's so sweet. Take an action.
Yeah.
Do an actionable thing. Lizzie?
Also, if you're in the Baltimore area, I'll be headlining Union Craft. I think it's a brewery in Baltimore on August 30th. So if you're near Baltimore, come to a show. Let me know you listen to the pod and I'll, you know, kiss you on the mouth.
That's beautiful. Good night, folks.
Bye. Perfect.